Why? Because I'm talking to you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we're moving in that direction. It's a good thing. So, you know, be able to go out there and practice again today. And then we'll see how it goes.
You said practice
week,
do more than you have been doing?
I think every week we're gaining some ground, you know, and doing more. And that's the idea. And you know, obviously, to what extent as we, you know, work together is really, you know, coach's discretion and, you know, how we're feeling.
Josh, have you had like an x-ray or something recently that's led them to believe you might be able to play Sunday?
What would or something be?
Another test?
I'm just kidding. I just was x-ray or something. Yeah, I've had x-rays recently. Yeah, that's part of the process when you're you know, in the healing process and examining things, you have x-rays and somethings. So I've had all those.
So was it good news?
Well, I mean, I think obviously the doctors and everybody wouldn't allow me to be out there if we weren't going in the right direction. So it's safe to say we're progressing and moving in the right direction. That's a good thing.
Josh, there's that.
In previous weeks, by this point in the week, Hugh kind of has told us, you know, Josh not, you know, cleared to practice, not cleared to play yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have to wait to get that clearance as the week goes on, or do you know anything more yet about it?
Well, I mean, I think obviously every day when you're coming off an injury, every day at practice is always, you're always checking back in and making sure things are holding up the way you want them to. So you know, that's the mindset, but I'm excited about, you know, getting to do a little bit more in practice and all that. That's you know, it's a good step in the right direction.
Are you practicing in the team period?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. That's what I mean, step in the right direction is do a little bit more of that. And then, like I said, you know, as we go along and we come together on it, you know, and you know, see how we feel and see how coach feels about it, and we'll move forward.
Josh, in the past, when we've been out there and you've been out there, it looks like you're still a little impeded by your injury. Are you over that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think obviously whenever you're dealing with, you know, when you're coming off of something, there's going to be, just because you haven't been doing the normal movements that you would, there's going to be just some, you know, just getting back into the groove. And so there's going to be some impeding. But I think it's, you know, as it goes and as the weeks have gone by, it feels, you know, it feels better and better. So hopefully, you know, as we get out there today, like I said, you learn something every day when you're coming off injury, just where you're at. And so we'll learn more today.
We see that in practice, the portion that we're at least allowed to see, there's that one drill where you're rapid firing to the left and then to the right, and to, you know, back and forth, back mm-hmm. and forth, real fast. And it seems like that would place quite the strain on you. How have you reacted, you know, to that? And is that almost the barometer that tells you that you are, in fact, getting better because you're able to do that?
I think obviously when we're doing stuff like that, you know, if you can't do that, because it's obviously those are drills on air, and so if you can't hold up through that, then you know you're not moving in the right direction. But those things have they've been good drills. They felt good, you know, doing those drills and coming out of those drills. So hopefully that's a good sign.
So we got it right. Has a decision been made, or is it that you go out practice all week and see where you are at the end of the week?
Well, what kind of decision? Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, if the Indians are going to win tonight or something like that. That decision's been made. You know, like I said, as we move along through the week, you know, coach will make his decision, you know, on what he sees best for the team. And my job is to go out and do everything I can at practice to get myself ready. And you know, if it moves in that direction, then like I said, that'll be coach's decision. But right now it's just going out and you know, putting good reps, you know, together in practice where it feels good.
Coming off of a concussion, you know, the way that you did, is it hard to move through that protocol? I mean, there's a lot of things you have to go through. Is it hard to get cleared in 1 week out of that protocol?
Well, I think they, you know, the steps that they have in place do make it pretty strenuous to get cleared in 1 week, just because of you know, of the nature of, you know, dealing with the brain, and I dealt with it last year for the first time, and just talking about, you know, the safety that they are applying to the game by putting those steps in place and those checks in place. And when you're in it in the moment, as a player, it's frustrating. But I think the long-term health of the guys is a good thing. And so everybody's different, and that's really the main thing is that I think we've seen guys come back in a week, you know, and so it's just really those steps are in place and you pass those steps and you move towards, you know, towards being cleared. So it's really more on the individual and where that person's at.
Josh, when we talked to you it seemed like you were optimistic about getting back to it. Were you surprised you hadn't been cleared to play the last couple weeks even though you were practicing?
No, I mean, I trust the doctors, that's why we have them, you know. That's the good thing. Similar to concussions, you know, you have doctors that are there in place for a reason because it's a checks and balance of it all. You know, I think ultimately players want to play, you know, and you want to be on the field and you want to be out there playing. And so I think guys, you know, if we didn't have doctors, guys would go out there and play through a lot worse stuff and you know, affect the long-term health of the league. And I think that's the advancements that we've seen in the last 20 years is that when you have doctors in place and people helping you make the right decision, it's good for the long-term health of the player. So, a lot of guys want to play, but it's always up to the doctors on whether or not it's the right thing at that time. And so we trust those guys that are put in place and follow their lead.
Josh, when you play this season, you guys put up 20 points in a quarter and the injury happened. But how much of that enters into your mind in terms of, you know, wanting to get back and thinking, you know, you can help this team get over the hump and get a first win?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – it's what we said before. It's all hands on deck with everybody. We need everybody that can – that, you know, can play and can be available to go out there and play their best. And like I said, it's no different, you know, for myself. And so you do everything you can to help, you know, until you're available. And then when you're available, if your number's called, you go out there and help that way. So obviously for me personally, that's my last bit of action. And it certainly lingers because there was, you know, a ton of good early in that game, but didn't finish the way we wanted it to. And so, we do need to take another step and get over that hump. And so, whether it's, you know, me on the field helping us get over that hump or me on the sideline helping, you know, whoever's out there get over that hump, that's the key is just let's just come together and try to find a way to get this done.
Josh, last time we saw you playing versus the Jets, you were helicoptering near the end zone.
Yeah.
First of all, so how much would you like to kind of finish off what you started in that game and also this whole notion of protecting yourself?
How much would I like to land the helicopter? Yeah, exactly, in the end zone with the ball. That would be great. It's for us, it's where we are in the season. It's the next game, and it's really the mentality that you always want to take. Is this, the next one's the most important one, and, you know, I always say, would it feel different around us if we were 7-0? Absolutely, especially in this city right now. But the plain fact would be that we would come in and prepare and plan on winning this game. We wouldn't go, well, we're 7-0, so let's lose this one. We would plan on winning this game. And so that's the same thing. And that's a credit to our leadership. You know, not only the veterans in this locker room, but to where Coach Jackson's pointing us is just the mindset. It's different than anything I've been around for a team who you know, hasn't found success in the win-loss column to keep coming to work the way we do. And so that's our mindset. And so, yeah, it's the Jets and you know, we could have had a great start last year that didn't quite go, but at least we have DeMario here now and you know, but it's the next game for us. That's the main thing. It's the next game and so we've got to come to work with, you know, with an intense, you know, focus and go out there and do everything we can to win this game.
This may follow suit with what you're just saying, but the record is what it is.
Yeah.
People are looking at the schedule saying, here's the game they can win. Do you guys look at that at all?
No, because, I mean, that's what I mean. You don't never sit in, you know, before the season. And I know it's easy because I'm a fan of other sports. It's human nature to sit and look at a schedule and go, oh, maybe that one's going to be tough. This is, you know. But when you're in it and you're in the locker room the next game is the game you're focused on, and that's the one you're planning on winning. And we talk about that, expecting to win, and so that's part of the culture that Coach Jackson is building, and that's what we're trying to create. And there's a lot of adversity right now, you know, with that because we haven't won. But I think it's special when you see a group of guys come to work with and continue that mentality when it hasn't happened. And we're going to stay together. And like I said, the veteran leadership in this locker room, you talk about Hawk and Joe Thomas and Greg and Tremont Williams and all these guys, pulling guys along and really showing guys what it means to be pros and how to play week to week. And that's the idea. And so so this is the next game. This is the one we're focused on. And we want to get that feeling because hopefully we get that feeling, we know that it'll lead to more. And so right now we're focused on the Jets, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Hey, Josh, you talked a lot Monday about quarterbacks that need to protect themselves better just because of the rash of injuries. How much is he stressing that to you guys? And then, like, what would have been your advice for Cody on the play that he got hurt?
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, he was just trying to make a play, and he did make a play. You know, Gary makes a great catch, and we advance the ball there further, and we end up finishing the drive with a score. And so so it's hard because you're competitive. We talked about this last year in the Jet game. You know, you talk about those things, but the reality is, you know, the old saying, your best ability is your availability. And so you know, he's right. You got to keep yourself healthy. You got to be smart with the football, both in the pocket and then when you're outside the pocket. And so if there's moments where you can avoid unnecessary hits, you got to do that. You got to throw the ball away, slide, all those things. And so, you know, those points are always stressed, but I think as a quarterback group, we got to continue to internalize that and maybe see it take place more on the field. Cody's situation last week in that game is tough because it's unique. Because like I said, he was climbing the pocket and trying to make a play, and you know, it was, he got hit, but it was also the way his head hit the turf. And sometimes those things you can't avoid. But certainly that'll be, you know, something that we're always, you know, going to focus on is trying to protect ourselves.
You seem like a guy though that will hold the ball to the last millisecond to make a throw.
It just depends on, you know, what's necessary to advance the football. But again, those are fine lines, and it's the, you know, it's kind of, you know, do we take a step back to take two forward and stay on the field, and so those are decisions made in quick moments and in real time and split second decisions. And so those are hard decisions to make. But you know, as we train the quarterback and as they coach us, we're in tune to getting better at making those decisions and getting the ball out quicker and when to say, you know, uncle and move on.